You're listening to More Than Steps, the podcast where we geek out on how belly dance works, one coffee run at a time. I'm your hostess, Heather Wayman. Hey there, it's Heather, director of Belly Dance Geek, and today I was digging through the archives at Belly Dance Geek, and I found this great article that Nadira Jamal wrote in 2010, and I wanted to share it with you. It's called How to Learn Choreography More Easily and Efficiently by Doing It Backwards. When you fly in an airplane, you hope for a smooth flight. But sometimes takeoffs are shaky and flights are bumpy. In the end, all that really matters is a safe landing. Flying instructors know this, so their earliest lesson is not how to fly the plane, but how to land it. Flying students practice landings over and over again because not only do they need to be able to land the plane safely, but they need to feel completely confident doing it. Worrying about the landing could cause them to make a mistake. Give your show a safe landing. This is equally true for belly dance. No matter how good or bad your show was, what the audience remembers best is a strong finish. And even if your show is going well, worrying about what comes later can sabotage your performance. Even so, most of us start from the beginning of the piece when we learn choreography. But you'll learn more quickly and remember it more reliably if you start from the end and work your way backwards towards the beginning. Why should I start from the beginning? When you learn choreography from the beginning, you practice the first combination, then the second combination, and then we practice both of them together. Then we learn the third combination and practice combos 1, 2, and 3, and so on. So what you end up with is combo 1, combo 2, followed by combo 1 and 2 together. Then you learn combo 3, followed by combo 1, 2, and 3 together. And then you learn combo 4 and follow that up with combo 1, 2, 3, and 4 together. Can you see what's happening here? The early combinations get much more practice than the later ones. By that point in your practice, you've practiced combo number 1 4 times, but combo number 4 has only been practiced twice. And it only gets worse as you continue. If your choreography has 12 combos, number 1 will get 600% more practice than number 12. This directly impacts your performance. This means that when you go to perform your choreography, you're going to get less and less confident as you approach the end. The sections you're most familiar with are in the past. That sets you up for a stressful show, and that stress can ruin your performance. However, if you start from the end, you know the ladder combinations inside and out. This means that when you perform it, you get more confident as the piece progresses. This confidence boost brightens your stage presence and helps you be your best. And even if you fall on your face early in the show, you can still count on a strong finish. So how do you learn a piece backwards? Well, in order to learn a piece backwards, we use the standard procedure. We just start at the end. Here's how you do it. First, break the choreography up into logical chunks or combinations. For this example, let's assume that your choreography yields 12 combinations. Then you learn the very last combo, combo 12. Then learn the previous combination, combo 11. Practice combination 11 and 12 together. Then learn combo 10. Practice combo 10, 11, and 12 together. And continue in this fashion until you have added in all the combinations. Then practice the whole choreography until you're confident about the early combinations. By this time, you should be extraordinarily confident about the latter ones. And you might be thinking to yourself, but if I learn it backwards, how will I understand how the dance unfolds? That's a good question. The downside of this method is that it doesn't let you observe the structure of the dance as you learn it. So before you begin to learn a choreography backwards, watch the whole piece once or twice to get the lay of the land. If you're learning it from written notes rather than video, walk through that choreography once without music and mark it out. Make a note of any repeated elements and other patterns. This helps you understand the choreography and gives context to the combinations as you learn them individually. And here are some tips. If the choreography repeats a particular section several times, learning that segment first may give you a sense of accomplishment and some anchor points. Then proceed to the final combination and work your way backwards as usual. When you learn a new combination, practice the transitions into and out of it as well. So for instance, when you learn combo number 10, the chunk you'd practice would include the transition from combo 9, combo 10 itself, and the transition into combo 11. This will help you integrate each new section into the whole piece. So let's summarize. When you learn a choreography from the beginning, the early part gets more practice than the latter ones. As you perform it, you'll always be less confident about what's to come. If you start from the end and work your way forward, the latter parts get the most practice, so even if you have some trouble at first, you can count on a good ending. The process of learning a choreography backwards is the same as learning it forwards. Start with the final combination, add on the previous combo, and practice them together. Then add on another combination, practice the whole thing together, and so on. Before you begin, you may want to watch the choreography a few times to get familiar with its structure. With this method, you can expect many happy landings. Thanks for listening. For more Geektacular resources, visit bellydancegeek.com.